blind and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color, and it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now, except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Thanks for dinner, Tony.
Didn't go very well, did it?
I had a lovely time.
Oh, come on, Kate. I've been in Paris for a week. I come home crazy to see you, and nothing goes right.
Well, you've been a little critical,
well,
Tony.
Well, I find you installed in a place like this studio club.
What's wrong with it?
It's no place for you, Kate.
Nancy lived here for 6 weeks this summer.
Well, she was taking courses at the university. It was probably filled with a lot of kids just like herself.
That's what it is now.
You mean like that guy who told me if I wanted to find you, I should just go up and walk into your room?
That's just the way they talk.
And it so happens that's what I would have had to do. Nobody at the desk, nobody answers phones.
Well, Mrs. Link, who runs it, has been on a holiday.
And the kid in sandals who bumped me with his guitar as I came in, and then told me to watch it because his guitar was expecting me.
Oh, that's Jeff. He's harmless.
Do you live here, too?
Yep.
Kate, I'm thinking of you. You're starting a big job. You ought to have an apartment of your own, downtown, with a little style.
And die of loneliness. I like people around me.
Well, then you ought to choose those people a little better.
Tony, you're the one who urged me to come into the city and get with it.
You've still got to remember who you are.
I've spent the last 8 years of my life being told what to do. I didn't expect it from you.
Still no answer at the studio club. So I guess Kate's out. Have another drink, David.
Sure, can't fly on one wing.
I never saw you take more than one.
Exception tonight. I have a weakness for 12-year-old scotch.
My idea exactly. If you have a weakness, make it expensive. It's a little harder to indulge.
So what are you going to do about the call to Kate, Henry?
I'll try again.
Why?
For the same reason I've been trying to reach her all evening. That's an odd question.
Second drink and I ask odd questions. I got the impression that Kate was leaving Belhaven to get rid of all of us.
You are talking out of your glass. Kate's as much a part of this town as the trees. I'll wager she'll be home within 3 months.
Taken. I'll give you odds.
I know it's hard on you, David.
No, Chief. Wrong section. Advice to the lovelorn goes on page 3.
I wonder if you'd let yourself fall for any girl.
Well, you do pretty well with a bachelor life. Great little house, great books, not a damn thing in the whole place to trip over.
I lost my wife, David. Childbirth. 2 years after we were married.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
So I married the Belhaven Dispatch.
Well, you haven't wasted your life, Henry.
I never think so. Until about 7 o'clock in the evening. I'll try Kate again. With your consent.
It's your show. I just don't know what you're going to tell her. That you couldn't find Stephen Wolfe? That he wasn't in Centerville?
He may try to contact her.
It's not going to bother her. She felt sorry for the guy.
I know what I'm doing, David.
Papa knows best. But I wonder why you want to throw a monkey wrench into her new life.
I want her to be aware. David, she hasn't gone to the moon.
That's where you're wrong. Kate didn't do this on a sudden impulse for a fling. This is her big pitch for freedom. She won't come back the same girl. Rewrite that. She won't come back.
Good night, Tony.
Is that all we have to say to each other, Kate?
I don't want to quarrel.
You think I do? This was going to be a big celebration. Your first night in the city, I busted a gut to get back from Paris 2 days ahead of schedule.
I didn't know that.
But what do I find? You living the hell and gone uptown in some flea bag.
It isn't. It's a perfectly nice place.
Because you want people around you. Kooks. Nuts.
They're not.
But what would you call them?
Different. Individuals. And I like them.
Oh, great, great. For Kate Wakefield?
For 19 years before that, I was Kate Higgins, Spruce Street. That's what I'd like to be again.
What is this? Instant woman's lib?
Maybe it is. Look, I have a 3 month leave.
Break it. I'll pay the difference.
Tony?
Sorry. Okay, Kate.
Are you Mrs. Wakefield?
Yes.
A phone.
Oh, thanks. Excuse me. Yes, I'll take the call. Hello. Henry. I'm fine. I'm just settled. I begin my job tomorrow. Is anything wrong? Oh. Henry, I told you everything I could about Stephen Wolfe. Well, I felt sorry for him. He wanted absolutely nothing. Why would I see him again? Oh, the city. It's very exciting, and I'm having a wonderful time. Oh, I won't. I'll be back probably next weekend. Bye now. Tony? Tony? Oh, he's gone.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays, and Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays, averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day. The longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
Tony, I haven't had this in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Claus.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Finalnet. Finalnet is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Finalnet holds up longer than you do.
You here in the coffee shop?
Uh-huh.
I thought you were going to dinner.
We did. I wasn't ready to go up to my room yet, though. How was the concert?
Oh, you missed it. Jeff took off.
Oh, I'd have liked to hear that.
Oh, you know, I could kill that kid sometimes. He doesn't give a damn for anything. Then he opens up with that guitar. And he flies. Oh, you know, if he'd only practiced, he could be without doubt the... Oh, well, he's not my problem.
Oh, sure he is, Judy.
You know, I work all day for a big shot. An uptight guy in an uptight office, not even a window in the place. So I come up here to stay loose. I'm a born den mother. Hey, how was the date?
Oh, fine.
Is that the boyfriend?
Tony? Oh, no.
He sort of took over like he was.
He's a good friend.
Yeah, and pigs have wings. That guy just walks in a room and the girls go tingle-tangle.
Hey, is he married? I never asked him. Oh, no, he couldn't be. He lives at a club. His life is all business.
Well, leave it there. Hey, coffee, Fred, and a Danish.
I know. I don't fight it, Kate. My mom weighed 155.
Hey, when do you start work?
Tomorrow.
Where, if you don't mind telling me?
Oh, why should I? Ross Real Estate Agency.
I know that firm. Where are they located?
49th Street.
Yeah, that's right. I'm at 53rd. We can have lunch.
Oh.
You know, that's known as a pretty tough place. You gotta deliver.
I intend to. Except, right now, I'm having the jitters. You know, big chance. A little scared.
Oh, everybody is. Then you get to be a turtle.
You mean an ostrich?
A turtle. with a big, thick shell. Then you're on your way.
Excuse me, ladies.
Tony.
May I sit down?
Sure. In the middle.
Oh, thanks.
Trudy, this is Anthony Cushing. Tony, my friend, Trudy Kiefer.
Delighted, Miss, Mr.
Trudy will get you further.
I'm for that. Coffee, please.
Right on.
Tony, what brought you back here?
Well, I, walked around the block, and I decided to apologize.
For what?
We didn't exactly part sentimentally, did we?
Look, if you two want to be alone...
Oh, no, that's all right. Please, Trudy.
I'll explain, Trudy.
And not to me, you won't. Nobody ever improved things by explaining.
That's been my principle for years, but Kate here is an exception to almost every rule.
Oh, please, Tony.
Do you live here too, Trudy?
Oh, not on your life. I have my own place downtown.
Yeah. See, Kate? Sensible girl.
Is this what you call an apology, Tony?
I apologize for leaving you as I did. I haven't changed my mind about this place.
Neither have I. So, if you'll excuse me, I've got some unpacking to do. See you, Trudy.
Oh, yeah.
Good night, Tony.
Kate, wait
Tony.
A minute. Wait. I'm going to walk you to the elevator. I may even kiss you goodnight. And I'll take you to lunch tomorrow. And I'll also ask Al Ross about an apartment for you.
No, Tony. I want to live here.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Finalnet Non-Aerosol Hair Mist, a sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrill. I compared labels. Daytrill has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrill can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrill, new from Bristol-Myers.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Oh, ladies, I respectfully request your close attention today. This is a difficult chapter to write, cluttered with characters. I ask that you not wander about brewing tea or dusting furniture or other little domestic chores. You see, the redoubtable Miss Crawley is soon to arrive at Queen's Crawley. Everything must focus upon that. Let us first listen to the lady herself, driving in her carriage and talking to Poof Poof, her beloved spaniel.
Mr. Darling Precious. Precious wants one more yum-yum chocolate. There. Oh, what an irksome journey. But worth it to see what awaits me. Puff, puff, you mark my word. The vultures are gathered. The hall terrace at this very moment is crawling with crawlies and servants waiting for your mama. All
can't abide me and pretend to adore me so they'll inherit my money. Oh, I shall be rude to the lot of them to get off on just the right foot.
Oh, precious baby, no more chocolate. Mustn't spit up on my paisley again.
They'll all be garbed in best bibbed tucker. Except, of course, Lady Crawley, who looks a rag bag, whatever she does. Oh, shall we never get there? Next.
Yes, Miss Crawley.
How much farther?
3/4 of a mile.
Naughty, naughty boy. Must not chew on my ribbons.
Very well, precious. One more yum yum.
Miss C is quite right about the tennis. The clan is gathered. But where is Rebecca?
Ah, there by a lilac bush, drawn apart to talk with her maid. That's curious. Becky, who seldom is nervous, is nervous.
Giles, am I all blown about?
Oh, how could you be, Miss Becky? Not a breath of wind.
Blown about by everyone breathing so hard, Miss Sharp included. Oh, Giles, I'm as fidgety as Lady Crawley.
Oh, that ain't like you, Miss.
No, and I do hate it.
But why would you be fidgety?
Oh, you know very well why. Miss Crawley must like me. First impression is dreadfully important. If she doesn't like me, she may never, and never, never take me to London away from this place.
She will like you. Everyone likes you.
Oh, no, everyone doesn't. You don't know. Now, you're sure I look however I ought to look?
I'm sure. I'm certain. And here comes the pit.
Becky Sharp, what in blazes are you hiding for?
Oh, I got so bored standing over there.
Who ain't? You'd best come back now. I can all but smell Matilda's gold coach. She's near, I know it.
Gold?
That ain't gold. It's only how I think of it. Could be gold. She'd not even miss the cost of it.
How are you and the Reverend Bute getting on?
Before she comes, don't have to get on. They ain't said a word to each other.
What a pity. Mrs. Bute sprained her ankle.
Serve her right. On the other hand, she's got all the look. Don't have to go through what we've to go through.
What have we to go through?
Oh, you'll see. You'll see. You did very nice with her ladyship. Didn't know she could look like that, not by half.
Like Lady Crawley.
Nee, I'd not go that far, no.
We rehearse what she's to say to your sister. She does it very nicely.
Yes, she'll forget every word. Sniffle and snuffle. Is all she'll do. Don't count on Rose, neither. Cat's got me daughter's tongue, same as ever. Not a word out of her.
I did the best I could.
Well, not very sassy today, are we? What ails you, Miss Becky?
The same that ails everyone. Miss Crawley.
Damages like the pox. Even you catch it. Now, come along, come along. Stand at the end of the line like before. I'll bring Her Majesty to meet you. After that, we go
in. Miss Oh, I hear the carriage far off.
I don't hear nothing. I do. Oh, may the good Lord preserve us all.
The gold coach is drawn up at the terrace. Sir Pitt, who can mind his manners when it suits him, has handed the great lady out with a flourish. Cradling Poof Poof, she looks haughtily at her kindred. Not one utters a word. Royalty must speak first, and is about to.
Well, Pitt, you look quite respectable. However did you manage?
You're looking well, Matilda.
Nonsense. I look fat and old, and it's been a wretched journey. You may kiss me. Don't slobber. And here is Brother Bute. How are you, Bute? Still preaching?
It is my calling, Matilda.
More's the pity. I shan't attend church once while I'm here. You're far too dull. I can't think why the Archbishop of Canterbury don't unfrost you.
You may kiss me.
Kiss? Yes.
Careful of Popo.
Yes.
Where is Mrs. Butte?
She sends her deepest regrets. She was readying herself to greet you, hurrying far too much. She tripped and fell. We fear a sprained ankle.
I don't believe it. She did not want to see me. I return the compliment. Pitt, where is young Pitt?
He was called urgently to London.
I don't believe that. He was not called, he went. Good riddance. And who is this?
Lady Crawley, Matilda.
Lady? Why, it is.
Good day, Matilda. Welcome to Queen's Crawley.
I can't believe my eyes or ears. What in heaven's name have you done to yourself?
Yeah, never mind, Matilda. The children are waiting to... Where in time is Violet?
I saw her skip off to the stables, Pitt.
A fine howdy-do. Mrs. Butte not here. Young Pitt not here. My own niece not here to speak to me. And here's little Rose who won't speak.
Good afternoon, Auntie Matilda. I'm very glad to see you.
Why, bless your little heart. Talking? Well, and what a pretty speech, child. Pitt, what has come over her?
The young woman next to her, Miss Rebecca Sharp, the children's governess.
Oh? This is a great pleasure, Miss Crawley.
Nonsense. One thing I do despise is exaggeration, unless I am the one who employs it.
Oh? In that case, I withdraw my compliment.
You, Miss whatever your name is, are very close to impertinent.
Yes, I very often am.
Well, I must say, I'm quite struck dumb. Pitt, your arm. Take me inside the hall. This is hardly the reception I anticipated. I'll have some brandy at once.
Becky, Becky, first impressions, remember? Oh, dear me, I do believe I could do with a spot of brandy myself. Your uneasy servant, ladies, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra Rich Cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Well, well, well. Hello, my love. How'd the tag sale go today?
No, I'm afraid it's kind of a flop.
Oh, nonsense. You must have made something.
$121.37.
Well, that's not bad.
It's terrible. Phyllis Hobart made $300 at her tag sale. Just hers alone.
Oh, maybe she had better junk to sell.
Well, I think so, but even with four of us in on this one, you know.
Were you all here all day?
Well, off and on. Edie was here this morning, and Elaine stayed over the noon hours, and then Faye came this afternoon. And, of course, I was here all the time, but, you know, in and out of the house.
Ah, there comes Evie back again.
Oh, honey, that's good. I'm going to ask her something. Evie, where's the notebook that has the entire list of things I have looked and looked and looked at?
I think something's wrong.
What?
Evie, you all right?
Yeah, what's the matter?
I...
What's the matter? One of the children, Fred?
No.
Not Fred of the children, what is it?
No. I'll get us some water.
There's some iced tea right there, paper cup. Evie, what is it?
Oh, my.
Huh?
My pearls.
Your pearls, mm-hmm. Your pearl necklace, your good mm-hmm. pearl necklace.
Yes, yes.
You broke them.
No.
You lost them.
No.
You found them. You lost them, then you found them.
No.
What else can happen to a string of pearls? They were stolen.
No.
You put them in the tag sale.
Yes.
What?
Oh,
what?
Yes.
I was joking. Yes. You actually put your pearls
yes.
in the tag
yes,
sale?
Yes, I did.
Oh, here, have some iced tea.
I think I'll have some. Edie, how did you do that?
Let her have some tea first. Now, calm down a bit, you know?
Sorry.
It's all right. Sure. I'd be upset, too. Well, let's look on the jewelry table. Maybe nobody bought them.
They're not there. I know they aren't.
Why?
Well, Elaine told me most of the jewelry was sold.
Oh, really?
Just a few minutes ago, it really hit me. I remember she said the kangaroo pin was sold yeah. and the pearls and something else, and then suddenly I thought, pearls. Pearls?
But if they were your good pearls, why were they in the costume jewelry you brought over? I mean, even in your dresser drawer, you wouldn't have.
You know, when they had those two burglaries down the road, I decided to put my good pearls with the costume stuff I had, so if somebody broke in, they'd just think the pearls weren't good ones, you know?
You yeah. better paw through everything on the table here and make sure.
Wait till I look at the list of what we sold. It's on a paper here. Here. Pearls, 50 cents. Delaney's handwriting. We can call her and see if she knew who bought, you know, the
pearls. Pearls, 50 cents. 50 cents! Oh, Fred's going
to
kill me.
Well, at the moment, Fred doesn't need to know. Now, let's try to get them back.
You won't get them back.
You're certainly a world of comfort.
I can't help it. You've got to face the fact that somebody may have bought them who knows the real thing when he sees it or she sees it.
Well, Elaine was here during the noon hour. Yes. She said a bunch of people arrived all at once, and she was suddenly so
busy. That's right. I was in the house making us some sandwiches, and I ran out to help, and nobody... I didn't think they bought that much, you know.
Somebody bought the pearls. Somebody who probably knew they were good. Remember, somebody told us that antique dealers go around to all these tag sales and hope they can pick up things people might not know are worth something?
Fred's going to kill me. He will.
Oh.
He gave me those pearls years ago. 15 years ago.
Have you any idea what they're worth? Oh, I shouldn't ask. I mean, that
wasn't
very
nice of
him. Oh, why
not? Fred would be happy to tell you. He told me often enough. He paid $250 for them. Well, they're just cultured pearls.
Oh, cultured pearls are pearls. But 15 years ago, they're probably worth twice that now.
Oh, I don't even know why he gave them to me. I never wear them. He never takes me any place I can wear them. I've worn them twice. Twice in 15 years. Both times it was Christmas morning. He wanted to see how they look with the new bathrobe he gave me. I get a new bathrobe every Christmas.
Oh, now that's nice. Now, don't get worked up again, Evie.
Yeah,
please.
That's right. Now, calm down, Evie. We'll try to get the pearls back. Now, maybe we can put some kind of an ad in the paper in the Lost and Found. I don't know. We'll work on it. Now, come on in the house, and I'll call the newspaper and see what they suggest.
Come on, Evie. Even if you don't wear the... You know, if you don't wear the pearls anyhow, Fred won't even notice they're missing, so I won't ask about them.
Are you kidding? He asked about them all the time. How are the pearls, he says. As though they were one of our kids.
Oh, Evie, come on.
Well, come on in the house and let's see what we can do.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work.
The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
The programs of the Radio Playhouse present a new opportunity for radio listeners to make some new friends. Mr. and Mrs. Baxter on the Little Things in Life are a good example. You'll recognize many of their tiny frustrations and trivial catastrophes. They've happened to you, too. We hope you're enjoying the program and that this new series brings a smile into your home. Why don't you tell us your reaction? Won't you please write us at Little Things in Life, 345 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10022, or your local station, if you can find some stamps.
How was Evie when you got her home?
Oh, still frantic, but Fred will find out.
Well, the pearls are covered by insurance, she said.
Yeah, but he gave them to her. Anniversary present or something.
Elaine called back while you were gone, said she'd racked her brain. She couldn't remember who bought the pearls. Said she was making change for two or three people at the same time, and she didn't even look up at their faces.
Evie will not get those pearls back.
No, I don't think so either.
No, somebody spotted them.
Yeah, somebody spotted them.
Or somebody has by this time.
Yeah.
And when people think they've gotten something for nothing, they're not about to give them up either.
I suppose the same principle as all the quiz shows. I read an article on something about them. They're all based on people's greed.
Right. It's human nature to be greedy.
Sounds awful, doesn't it? Sort of uncivilized. Cave people we are. Underneath all our fine clothes.
Sometimes, I guess. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm hungry and I'm tired.
Well, honey, we're just having leftover pot roast, but it's heated up, so I'll just set the table and then we... Oh, there's a car outside. I'll get it, dear.
No, I'm right here.
I want to.
Good evening. Uh-huh. It's kind of a stupid question since I can see the things out in the yard, but did you have a tag sale here today?
Yeah.
I'm afraid we're sort of closed up shop for the day. It's on tomorrow again, though. Are you interested in anything special?
Oh, no. I think you should be. My son was bicycling past here today with a couple of his pals, and he stopped in at your tag sale and bought a birthday present for his mother.
Oh, yes. I believe I did see a couple of boys about 10 years old.
Yeah, that's right. Alan will be about 11 in January.
Look, come in.
Yes, come in.
Thank you, Mr. Baxter.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I saw the name on the mailbox. My name is Orson, Bob Orson. I have Orson's Jewelry Store.
Oh, sure, of course.
I live in Middlefield.
Oh, it's lovely around Middlefield. We always take a drive up around there to see the autumn colors, don't we, dear?
Well, I'll come right to the point. My son bought a double strand of pearls for 50 cents, and I knew at once they were worth a lot more. I felt a mistake had been made somewhere. Here they are. Right?
Honey, would you mind if I kissed a total stranger?
Be my guest.
They're not mine. They belong to my neighbor, and she's been just wild since she discovered it.
Yeah, you better call Evie right away.
Will you excuse me? She's been so
I'll
upset.
Bet she has. What happened, anyway?
Well, I guess she put them in with some old costume jewelry, thinking they'd be safer, what with some of the burglaries we've had lately.
Actually, a real burglar knows the real from the phony. A professional would have picked out those pearls in 2 seconds.
He's coming right over. Well, Mr.
Orson.
Of course, Orson. Well, I can't tell you how you've restored my faith in human nature. My husband and I were just saying.
We're just saying that Evie'd never get her pearls back. We thought somebody had spotted them at the tag sale.
No, just my kid. Actually, he was torn between the pearls and an old basketball you have out there.
Yes, there is one.
I'm happy to say that Alan finally decided that Mother would probably prefer the pearl necklace to a basketball.
I would think so.
Well, I've got to run on. It's my wife's birthday, but I thought I'd get this back as soon as possible.
Well, it is just wonderful of you. Just wonderful of you.
Well, I can tell you I nearly fell out of my chair. I'd given my wife just a little something, and here my 10-year-old son hands her a $400-$500 necklace.
$1,000.
Yes. Just can't tell you how wonderful it was.
Nothing at all. No, I did nothing unusual. Just glad it all turned out well.
Well, the destination comes. Here it is, Evie. Here, look, here it is, darling.
Hey,
Yes, Miss Marvel.
You've got quite a collection of things in your tag, Sam.
Well, my wife cleaned out the attic and the basement, and she made me clean out the garage here. I'm a saver, but she's a thrower-outer.
Huh? Well, I'm a saver, too.
Come on over here.
Well, you got some really great stuff.
Come on.
You're selling these lawn chairs for 50 cents each?
Well, they're not ours. Here. They're Evie's right here.
Here he is, Evie. Oh, this is Mrs. Hightail, Mr. Orson.
Oh, I just can't tell you. I mean, I just cannot thank you enough. What can I do to thank you?
Evie, Mr. Orson likes your old lawn chairs.
50 cents each.
Evie, he just gave you back your pearls.
Oh, I was just kidding. Take the lawn chairs. They're yours.
And take that old basketball for your son, too.
Oh, no. I'm going to pay for these things, but, boy, this is great. Hey, that lawn car. A table and chairs. And that old bedspring.
Now, Mrs. Orson, that lawn cart is rusty. It has a hole in it. The table legs are busted.
Save your breath, honey. Mr. Orson is a saver like me.
Mr. Orson, it's your wife's birthday. Please don't take home a lot of junk and dump it on her. Please, for her sake.
Things in Life has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. Program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrill. I compared labels. Daytrill has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrill can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrill, new from Bristol-Myers.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Marsh, please.
I just want to talk, Angela.
Then open the door.
What's the matter?
Please, open your office door.
Oh. All right, yes?
And leave it open.
I don't understand.
Look, I don't want anyone in the hospital to think for one moment that you and I are in here alone together.
Well, it won't do any good, you know.
What do you mean?
Ginger will think exactly what she wants to think.
Yes, but why me? There's no one here at the hospital that could have said anything because there's been nothing to tell.
Well, then why worry about it? There's nothing between us but friendship.
If people want to misunderstand something, they will. If Ginger has this unreasonable fix on me, she just might be able to find someone in the hospital to confirm it.
Oh, God, yes.
Has something like this happened before?
Ginger has always been a very jealous person.
Marsh, I think we both know we have responsibilities to other people.
No.
I'm not as worried about what goes on here at Jeff as I am about how this affects Betsy and Susie.
Since Ginger is the source of all this, then our not seeing each other for a lunch now and then won't make any difference.
It does make a difference.
Well, I wish you'd tell me how.
When you can honestly say to Ginger that you and I only see each other as professionals here at the hospital, it will make a difference. When you can say it and mean it, maybe she'll start trusting you again.
Oh, God, Angela, I wish you were right.
Then please, as my friend, try it this way. At least we'll both know. And that helps.
What has really helped me has been seeing you every day. Just seeing you.
You can make it warmer now, Susan.
Oh, well, how's that?
Oh, better.
I think we have all the shampoo out.
All right.
Oh, here, let me feel.
Mm-hmm.
A little more.
Okay. There, that does it. Where's Charlie?
Oh, it's right here.
Oh, thanks. Whew, that feels good. Say, you do a better shampoo than Millie does.
You sure you don't want a lemon rinse, Mom?
Oh, on top of a cream rinse?
Well, it couldn't hurt.
You think I should get a shorter cut?
Well, maybe a little. Oh, here, let me comb it out.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm almost glad I couldn't get an appointment this afternoon.
You better wait until you see what I'm going to do with it.
Now, be careful. You'll have your father to deal with.
Well, let's see, a little fuller on top, I think.
I don't know.
Trust me, Mom.
Oh, I guess I have to, don't I? You know, honey, I never really thanked you for all the responsibility you took on while I was in the hospital.
Oh, we all pitched in. You know, even Jennifer pitched in. She now almost makes her bed.
I noticed that. Almost. Have you been seeing much of Betsy Foster?
Yeah, she hangs out here, or I go over to her place.
Her mother was over here the other day.
Oh, you mean she just dropped in?
Mm-hmm. She hasn't done that before. Not that I mind, but I was wondering why.
Oh, I guess she wanted to see Aunt Angela.
Why do you say that?
Well, they had sort of an argument the other day.
In front of you?
Not exactly. They were in the rec room, and I was upstairs putting away the groceries.
And you don't know what
No, they... Mom, I didn't listen. But I know what they're talking about.
All right, dear. I'll talk to your Aunt Angela about it.
Okay. Hey, look. If I turn the curlers this way, I can do a page boy.
I'm not sure your father is a page boy type.
Oh, Mom.
Foster.
Hello, Susie. Mom, you ride that bike well.
Thank you. Is Betsy with you?
No, I just walked over to see how your mother was. Betsy and her Aunt Cora are at the center doing some shopping.
Oh, that's right. Betsy said her aunt was going to be visiting with you.
Yes.
Well, is there anything I can do for you, Mrs. Foster? I think my mom's upstairs resting.
Your mother's all right.
Oh, she's fine now.
And your aunt? Is she home yet?
Well, no, she isn't.
Do you know what shift or schedule she has at the hospital?
Well, no, I don't. It changes all the time.
I see.
Oh, hello, Ginger.
Hello, Emily.
Susie, did you get the pattern you wanted, honey?
They didn't have my size, so I ordered it.
How are you feeling? Well, I'll be fine as soon as I get my bank statement figured out. I promised myself today was the day.
Well, Marsh always does ours.
I'll see you later.
Well, I guess I'll get back.
Oh, could you please tell Betsy I can't come over tonight?
Oh, why not, dear?
Well, we're all going over to my grandfather's tonight for dinner. I'd forgotten to tell her.
You mean at River Run, that big house?
Uh-huh. Look, I have to go in the house now. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Susie. Look, honey.
Hey, it turned out swell. Just don't tell Daddy. Let him think you went to the hairdresser.
It's our secret.
Did you balance your checkbook yet?
That is my secret.
Okay. I'm going to iron the new blouse I washed.
Wasn't it drip dry?
Wash and wear and wrinkle was more like it.
Okay, dear. What a beautiful day. I almost wish we were all staying home tonight.
Oh.
Priscilla. You're home early.
I wanted to do you proud of the Carters tonight, so I'm shooting the work.
Facial and bubble bath.
Oh, that will please Robert. He thinks women don't fuss as much as they used to.
I just passed Ginger Foster. Was she coming from here?
Yes.
Did she have anything to say?
No, but Susie told me that you and she had what I think she referred to as an argument.
Then you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to tell you.
Well, Susie didn't tell me much of anything. I just sort of deduced what the problem is.
Oh, Emily, this is so ridiculous. I had to tell Marshall Foster today that I cannot even talk to him alone in his office because Ginger has decided that he and I are... Oh, I don't know what she's cooked up.
Well, whatever it is, she's certainly not making herself happy.
Yes, and can you imagine what she's doing to Betsy and Marsh?
Ginger, I thought you'd like the idea of all of us driving up to the inn on the lake for dinner.
Well, Cora's still tired from the train ride.
Oh, I see. Well, what would you like to do then?
I don't know. I haven't much in the house for dinner.
Well, let me know when you make up your mind. I'm going to fix another drink.
Did Angela Fairchild drive you home tonight?
No, she did not. Jason Carter did. I told you he was going to when I said I was leaving the car at the garage today.
I wondered when I saw her driving past.
What? When was that?
When I was walking back from the Carters.
What were you doing over there?
Just visiting. Huh?
Yes, I can imagine.
I wonder if Emily Carter knows you and her sister were using her house to meet in while she was in the hospital.
Ginger, if you want to wreck my life with your senseless jealousy, that's one thing, but for God's sake, leave the Carters out of it.
You have more concern for Angela's sister than you have for me or Betsy.
What will it take for you to believe me?
Once burned, twice sorry.
Look, you know, if an innocent person hadn't been involved at Billings, I would have stayed on no matter what it cost. My deciding to leave just convinced you I was having an affair.
I had proof.
You had nothing of the kind. Now, Ginger, you've got to stop creating these sick fantasies.
Am I imagining that you haven't been very romantic towards me for the last 6 months?
No. That's true.
And if it hasn't been me, then who is it?
No one.
Well, that's not like you, Marsh.
I don't think you know what I'm like, Ginger. I don't think you ever knew.
Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.